is this the last time we're going to say goodbye to each other? Is this, you know, and that seems very extreme, but at the same time, this is just unprecedented circumstances.
This is a daily thought for one Durango woman whose husband is an ER physician at San Juan Regional Medical Center in Farmington. Cleary, whose last name we're not using to protect her anonymity, was growing more and more concerned with her husband's exposure to COVID-19 and what that would mean for her and their young toddler. Cleary was in the process of having to make a hard decision to stay with family in Utah and separate from her husband to keep her and their daughter safe when she heard of an opportunity that changed everything.
Premier Vacation Rentals was offering their rentals essentially for free for people who were affected by the virus. And I decided to contact them. And that same day, we got an answer and we got the last available property in the area.
As of this airing, there are still more Premier Vacation Rental properties available. Premier Vacations Rental Group is a vacation property management firm that operates in Durango and mountain towns across the western states. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, they've experienced historic cancellations with their properties, but they're making the best of a tough situation by helping others, like Cleary. Premier Vacation Rental Group is offering a free lodging program for qualifying individuals who are adversely impacted by COVID-19. Mary Beth Miles, Chief Operating Officer for the company, said they wanted to jump in and help however they could.
You know, what can we do to make their lives a little bit easier? This is stressful for everyone. And the last thing you need to do is worry about possibly infecting your family with this virus while, you know, you're serving your community and your profession at a time that it's really needed.
Cleary's husband has been staying in one of Premier Vacation Rental Properties units for almost 2 weeks now, and she says it's made a world of difference for him and their family.
We wanted everyone to be safe, and ultimately, too, we wanted him to take care of himself. I mean, now he's sleeping like 12 to 14 hours. He's like doing yoga at the place. He is taking care of himself. You know, self-care is so important right now because this is a marathon and this is, you know, could forever change our lives. It has just so much magnitude on it that the more he takes care of himself, you know, the better off we are, the better off our family is.
Premier Vacation Rentals oversees 350 units and 30% of those are participating in the program. Miles says those who are eligible for free lodging include local first responders, healthcare workers, and people who need to be isolated from their families.
We had two examples of individuals who were overseas doing mission work and who were repatriated, who couldn't go back to their immediate living space immediately and needed to be in quarantine. So we were able to provide space and accommodations to facilitate that process.
Miles says Premier Vacation Rentals Group assures both the property owners and their tenants that their housekeeping standards are up to CDC requirements and regulations for cleaning and disinfecting to their COVID-19 protocol. This free lodging is not targeted for people who have tested positive for COVID-19, but rather people who may have been exposed to it. All applicants will be required to undergo a screening process that includes a background check and financial screening. As for Cleary, watching her husband go to work every day during a pandemic has made her see him in a whole new light.
He's my hero, and he's the most inspiring person I've ever met. And, you know, I hope that people will see that with these people who are going in the opposite direction. Everyone's told to stay at home, but they're literally driving into the ring of fire. And he's just they're phenomenal, and it's really made me appreciate everything.
Premier Vacation Rental is also partnering with Red Cliffs Properties and Vacations Accommodations of Durango. They're committed to making this program available as long as it's needed. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.